Hey everyone, this is Kendre Lau. Welcome to the Passion-Based Entrepreneurship Podcast. So in today's topic, we are going to talk about the three steps that can help you overcome your fear of failure and start your entrepreneurial journey. So with the unstable economical climate, I understand that there are more fears than ever for anyone to start their business. So you have probably heard of many businesses that have closed down, but on the other hand, there are also many people who are losing their job as we are speaking. However, the good news is that there are many businesses and careers that thrive even when the economical situation seems unfavorable. And which is to say that when you're clear about what you're doing and when you can overcome your fear of failure and move forward, you'll be able to thrive in any situation. And today, I'm going to show you the three steps that can help you overcome your fear of failure and live a more purposeful life with your business. So as a start, I would like to share that it is perfectly normal to face the fear of failure. And it has happened to me before I began my entrepreneurial journey as well. So in the past, I was never a risk taker and I would be contented to just have a stable career throughout my entire life. And there were many opportunities that came by, ranging from the joint venture with my friends on food businesses to bubble tea businesses. But I did not dare to commit because I have my family expenses to commit to and because I have a great fear of losing everything if things do not turn out well. But that was until one day, the day when I have finally managed to overcome my fear of failure and took a step forward. And here are the steps that can help you do that as well. Are you ready? Step number one, start small and take action on a few ideas at the same time. And this is when you have many ideas and know not where to start. So what you can do as a start is to put a few of it into test quickly. Okay, so imagine you have 10 pots of water in front of you and you will need to find out which are the ones that are hotter than 60 degrees Celsius. So one quick way to find out the ones that you need would be to touch the pots with your hands. But that action itself would injure your hand. And the other way is to test it with a thermometer. But that would take a long time for you to wait for the result if all you have is one traditional type of thermometer. So instead of testing the temperature of the water pots by pots, what I would do is to put 10 thermometers into each different pot at the same time. So in that way, I will be able to find out which are the ones that I need in a lesser time. So start by testing a few of your ideas at the same time and you will be able to quickly find out which ones would be the better ones to proceed further. And that will help you improve your confidence in moving forward towards what you wish to accomplish. Okay, number two, do not plan extensively. So the reason for that is that the more you plan, the more you will discover the various factors that could potentially cause you to fail in your journey. And the more you discover, the more you will be demotivated in taking any action at all. So to overcome this, what you have to do is to take your first step moving forward with a brief plan first. And with that, your mind will definitely help you find ways to make things work. So the interesting fact is that I used to be a meticulous planner. And that detailed planning has caused me to procrastinate on many occasions and losing many opportunities. But after taking action on a plan that was roughly done up, I was amazed that I was able to achieve the results that I want in lesser time. So the point is to start taking action even when your plan is not perfect. And with the rough plan, and if you were to take quick action, you will definitely find your way forward. Okay, number three, learn from someone who has experience in that field, or someone who has experienced a series of failure and has become successful in becoming whom they want to be right now. So with the easy accessibility to many resources online, you can now learn from all these experts from various online channels such as YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google, and more. So all you have to do is to Google for their success story and what did they do to become who they are today. And what you can do next is to observe how are they keeping up with their success through their regular sharing on the social media platforms. And if you hope to further reduce your failure or increase your chance of success, you may consider getting yourself a mentor to guide you along and show you the pitfalls that you have to look out for. Alright, once you took action on those three steps, you will find yourself being able to overcome all your fear of failure eventually as I did and live life on your own terms. And once you're ready to begin your journey, then stay tuned for the next episode on the 5 ways that can help you start your entrepreneurial journey or business. So if you like this content and you find this useful, feel free to take a screenshot and share it with your close ones or friends to help them as well. And if you have any questions, feel free to share this screenshot on the social media and tag me. And I will do my best to respond to your questions personally. So till then, this is Kendre Lau. Thank you so much for listening and I will speak with you soon.